This is Radio Free Cybertron with your host, Brian Kilby, featuring Chris, Don, Rob, Diecast, John, and Melvar. For the latest Transformer news, reviews, and more, visit tformers.com.
This is Radio Free Cybertron. I'm your host, Brian Kilby. It's episode 425, and not much in the news today.
Nope.
Well, maybe if we'd actually record on Wednesday like we were supposed to, instead of putting it off for a day, we would have had, you know, things to talk about, but right. I think we're just, you know...
I know. So actually, San Diego Comic-Con is today, and...
I don't think we need to tell anybody that.
Well, maybe. Well, if somebody's listening to this in, like, 2035, and, you know...
Well, then they'll have looked at the information on the audio file or the page where they downloaded it or whatever it says.
Audio file isn't going to include that information.
Why don't you put that in the ID3 tag?
Because it's a pain in the butt.
You want people to read? We're an audio podcast.
Nobody looks in the ID3 tag.
But it comes up in the player when you play the file.
Nobody looks at that.
Look, I look at it, which means everybody looks at it because it's normal, and I'm like everybody else.
So San Diego Comic-Con is started up, and today was the Hasbro press breakfast and a couple of panels. They also put those on. So at the breakfast, they had some product reveals and information. I actually thought that was going to be it, but no, they... gave us a little bit more during the panel, so we'll get into that in just a couple minutes. Wanted to mention something. A friend of mine on Facebook messaged me and pointed out that because TFCon is going to be in Charlotte here in a few months, that it's probably worth sort of boning up on North Carolina and the area. And there is a fantastic Facebook group for North Carolina Transformers fans. It is called Carolina Transformers Junkies. So it's meant for folks in North and South Carolina and Southern Virginia. So you should check that out. Just go to Facebook and look for Carolina Transformers Junkies. And you can find out about all of the stuff going on in the area. And you might be able to use that during TFCon. So that is pretty cool. Let's see here. I don't really have anything else. So, okay, you guys got Devastator. I hate you. Go ahead and tell us about it.
It's big.
Oh, he's very nice. Some things are a little flimsy, but
you doing Borat again?
No.
He devastated my wallet.
That's better than devastating your bowels.
Yeah.
Well, that's more a thing I experience, but probably not in the way you intend it.
I think he'll be great with an upgrade kit. He's very good. He's a fun toy. He's definitely not perfect, but
yeah, I would agree with that. I guess at the core of what it is, it's really nice. They did a good job making the combined mode work, and either with an upgrade kit or just going in for the Takara version, which has everything an upgrade kit's going to offer, basically. You know, like, I don't really find a problem with Devastator itself that I think needs an upgrade just to really, like, meet out basic function. That's more, you know, a few of the Constructicons have that issue, but, like, Devastator itself I think is good as is. For myself, like, there's that perfect effect upgrade set with the forearm replacements, and it's got guns, I guess, but who cares? And I'll probably get that for mine. But, like, no, just on the base framework of what it is, it's actually really well done. And I got the SDCC one, too. And I'm finding, with a couple exceptions, I don't really mind the chrome that much in practice.
Now that I have SDCC Devastator, I don't mind having it.
Something like that, yes.
I mean,
there's a general consensus that that's like the low rung one to get in terms of just like attractiveness and functionality, I suppose. Just, like the Takara one, from what I've seen, the solicitation photos recently, that basically got everything beat except for a couple little points of the deco. You know, if you're into chrome on the toys, which is not super common these days, the FDCC one's great. If not, the retail one's probably more your speed. But I like the deco additions to the FDCC one, too. It's just like, with the Chrome, I was expecting, you know, look at the Constructicons, it's all like gaudy and overdone. But no, in practice, for the most part, it actually kind of works. Hmm. No, except I'm Mixmaster.
Yeah, I did watch your review for Scrapper because he is my favorite Constructicon. And I think you're right. If they had just left the Chrome on the chest wings and not his drum, I think that would have really helped the looks of the overall combiner figure without just being drawn right to his knee.
Like, the big thing with the Chrome for me is that, and I said this in the Scrapper video too, it does not match the color of the purple plastic.
Yeah.
And in places where you have, like Scrapper, where you just have the Chrome color, really, it's not so bad looking. Hook has the Chrome and the purple plastic right next to each other, and it's really, it doesn't clash per se, but it's not attractive where they meet. You know, if one or the other had been color matched to the counterpart, it would have helped the look a lot.
Yeah, I just want to say to everyone, you know, as a PSA, if you think you want Devastator, get him. Because this is going to be like Metroplex, where the prices on Metroplex are really going up because, you know, he was only sold for a limited time, and I'm assuming Devastator is going to be the same thing.
The thing is, too, like, if you think you might want the Takara one, it doesn't come out till the end of the year, put in a pre-order now before they sell out.
Yeah, I'm absolutely not disagreeing with what Diecast says, because there's no way to predict how available this will be. But I'll say this. Devastator so far is way more widely available than Metroplex was, because I don't know anybody. I mean, I only know a few people that actually saw Metroplex, like, in hand in the stores. People are finding them all over the place, like at Toys R Us. But, you know, it may just be for, you know, one or two shipments, so who knows. But if you want it, like, it's my general rule of thumb, buy it when you see it, because you have no idea if you'll ever find it again. Go ahead, Don. I'm sorry.
No, that's fine. I was just going to say, I've seen the same number of Devastators this early in its life cycle as I did 3 months after Metroplex came out. One.
I saw zero. Metroplexes.
Yeah. And you know, for those people that, like me, that live out in the middle of nowhere, that have no Costco or... I have a friend in Arkansas that lives about 2 hours from the nearest Toys R Us. So, Brian's right. If you see it and you've got the money, don't take a chance. Go ahead and get it. Or if you think you like the Takara version, place the pre-order now, because a lot of people may actually be wanting the Takara version, I mean the Hasbro version, but once they see it in stores, they may choose to get the Takara version instead.
I'll say this. If you see it and you don't have the money, and there's a place where you can sell blood platelets next door, go sell blood platelets, you know, come back about an hour and a half later and buy Devastator.
What if somebody else buys it in that 90 minutes you're waiting for your body to, you know, adjust to the lower platelet count?
Well, your body doesn't really care about the lower platelet count. Yeah.
Don't you think you should just, like, have somebody wheel you over there right away so you don't, like, take the chance?
That's not a bad idea. Listen to what XV said. Hey, so did anybody get anything else at Diecast?
Yeah. I got Fans Toys
Tesla,
which is they're not Perceptor. I also got the Fans Toys Sever, which is the Dinobot
Snarl.
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 Yeah. And he's still in the box, though. And then I also got Utopia, because Make Toys not Scorponok looks so good. I have to have something to display it with.
Yeah, Pandarus looks...
Pandinus.
So you went with Utopia instead of Dystopia?
Yes.
You should get Dystopia too, so I can just hate you that much more.
No.
Well, no, he does need to get Dystopia, but that would be more for to have that go along with, like, the Black Zarek version of Pandinus.
Yeah, that's awesome. I should get Utopia. I mean, not Dystopia, Utopia, because it's Metroplex and I love Metroplex. And he's, you know, he'll be around and more easy to get.
But you should get Dystopia because it's Metro Titan and you've always wanted one.
I have always wanted one.
I mean, like, if I was going to choose one just on looks, I would definitely go with Dystopia because it's a lot more interesting looking. But, you know, had I the money to buy, I would at least get one version of that mold. Because it looks like a really good Metroplex.
Yeah, it does look really good. Mm-hmm. I don't have anything. Did I get anything? No, I got
some stuff.
I got the Samsung Gear VR.
Yeah, Kilby, you and Rob can talk about one of the things in common, or two of them, actually.
Oh, yeah. Rob, go ahead, and I'll give you my thoughts. I've got okay. that, too.
I got the SDCC Creon Class of 85 set and the Combiner Hunter set.
So what do you think about the Combiner Hunter set?
I like it. I mean, I've got my first review up on T-Formers already of Windblade. I'm doing three figures individually. Of those three molds, she's still my least favorite.
Yeah, me too.
But I really like the big ridiculous weapons, and the finish, especially on RC's sword, is so nice.
It's looks pretty,
like,
yeah.
It looks like this giant hunk of wrought iron with an energy blade. I love it.
I've had a hard time posing her with that.
Yeah, unfortunately, you know, because of the way her legs move and don't move, you have to be kind of specific about it, and the poses end up looking kind of awkward.
I'm sorry, for my money, the winner of the set is Chromia. I absolutely love Chromia.
Yeah, Chromia, it's sad, she's my least favorite deco still, I think, but of
you don't like Gundam Chromia?
It just whatever reason, it just doesn't
I like it. That's
work
my,
for me.
It's
except
my favorite
the face. The face, it really works for that and makes her look so much less placid than the Generations release. It looks, you know, this is a Chromia you can picture being the character in the comic much more easily.
Chromia is my favorite deco, actually, and okay. RC is my least favorite.
I kind of like RC just because she matches the sword, I think, but but yeah,
it's
I think
good colors on that mold, though. I mean,
yeah, overall though, Chromia is the best. I think RC has a slightly better ridiculous weapon, but you know, Chromia is overall the best of the you know, best all around, I'd say.
Yeah, so I was taking photos of them, and they all came out way overexposed, so I need to go ahead and do that again. So that was a learning experience.
We've all done that.
Yeah. So the Creon set. So my problem with the Creon set is I'm not going to open it because it's beautiful in package, and I don't want to ever, you know,
disturb
it. The good news is that everything pretty much locks back down if you ever do choose to open it.
Okay.
The only exception being that the little artifact section on the right bottom right corner, you do have to cut the tape on that, and it doesn't particularly lock back in. So the worst you'll ever have to do if you choose to open it is get some scotch tape and clear it and lock that back down. Otherwise, you can pull everything out. It goes back in. Nothing's taped in or held in with ties, unlike the Combiner Hunters. It's made very nice and resealable, and you know, and it's just a lot of fun. And I don't know if you've taken the overlays off the trays, or if you've even or looked under them or anything like that. But everybody actually has individual weapons underneath that, so.
Oh, yeah, I did.
Yeah, so it is a really nice set, and again, it's the I also admire that it is the most cost-effective of the SDCC sets. It's retailing for, I believe, $60, so it works out to $2 a figure with a bunch of accessories. So it's, and the package, like you said, the package is great. What really made it for me is the fact that they actually stamped the top of the package like it was, you know, from the school library. I just love that.
Yeah. Yeah. I think the set's really nice, and I really wanted it because of, I got the set last year and really loved it. They can pretty much do no wrong with me as far as G1 and Creons go.
Yeah, I think you need to get the G.I. Joe sets too, Brian.
Yeah, I do need the G.I. Joe sets.
It slaughters Marauders. Come on.
I know. You're right.
And they come like packaged like VHS tapes.
I'm still a little bit disappointed that like for BotCon they didn't do a Creon set where they're just the Diaclone drivers, or at least put a couple of them in that Creon set. It just seems like a really obvious thing considering.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, but I don't have anything else myself. I do have Cupola on the way, and I've been mispronouncing it. It is Cupola. Not cupola or cupola, it's cupola.
So. Says who?
Says the word cupola. It's a word. It means dome.
Well, that makes sense.
I knew the word, and I'd heard it before in reference to a circus, but I'd never seen the word spelled out. Like the ringmasters under the cupola, and I'd heard it before.
I'd never heard that.
Yeah, but no.
Yeah, that's a new one for me too.
I got verification this past week that it's cupola because Oh well, cupola, not cupola.
I watched the review and that's very tempting, but you know, I think I'm gonna stick with the fan with the fans project headmasters.
This looks so much better than they do.
Well, I think
it's completely different scales, Don.
Yeah, so much better.
Yeah, and I'll be honest, I like Code's transformation. It's a little smoother for me. But I do want to see the rest of those new headmasters. See how they turn out.
Yeah, I want more headmasters. Darn you, Titan Wars! Where are you?
Not at San Diego Comic Con.
Yeah. Okay, let's go ahead and talk about San Diego Comic-Con, because that's really what we all came here tonight for. So in the show notes, I just have these laid out as I saw them. If we want to jump around or go in a completely different order, I'm okay. So, actually, where do you guys want to start? I'm going to leave this up to you.
Let's do Victorian.
Yeah, that's the thing we saw first, so that makes a lot of sense.
Okay, so Victorian, she is a single unified color scheme.
Mm-hmm. And the benefit of a box set.
Yeah, and it's kind of hit or miss. Some people are liking this, and most people aren't. So,
I'm gonna lay it right out. I think a lot of people are still just kind of bugged because they expect it to be new molds, and it's not.
I didn't expect it to be new molds. I expected more varied molds.
You didn't expect it to be new mold, but a lot of people did because they don't know how this works.
Those people haven't been paying attention to Combiner Wars.
Yeah, we're not paying attention to the actual polls where they showed us pictures of things we have already seen.
Yeah, we voted for these things.
Molds?
Yeah.
Come on. I mean, that's what gets me.
Here's what gets me. I would be fine with two of the same mold, but I kind of wish they had used the same car, too. I would a total symmetry thing going on or more variety. That's kind of what bugs me. It's not enough to put me off the set. I want that, but...
Yeah, if they could have done the two in opposite, the same two molds in opposite colors, so they were, the same... opposite layout of the colors, but the same colors, I thought that would have been cool.
Yeah, that's what they did with the helicopters.
I really wish we would have got the drag strip mold instead of the breakdown one.
Well,
at least we didn't get off-road.
Point. Because I don't know if you've handled first aid yet, XV, but first aid is actually better than off-road in many subtle ways in terms of how it feels.
His robot mode is beautiful.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's a gorgeous looking toy, and also just for one thing, the arms don't lock down wonderfully when it becomes an arm, but it does lock down some, unlike off road. Because if that locks down at all, I have never seen it. Yeah. So, yeah. First aid better than off road. Glad not to see off road here.
I don't mind that the car molds are divided because I like that breakdown mold, and it needs to get some more use than it is.
You're in the minority on that opinion,
I'm aware
of.
I am well aware, but I'm happy with this choice. I'll buy Sunstreaker. I might even buy Wheeljack just because I don't mind this mold.
And one thing I pointed out in the pre-show is that if you look at the color scheme, if you're trying to place it. I mentioned that it was basically very close to Quick Switch's color palette, which is something we have not seen a lot. But TF Info also reminded me on Twitter that it was also Rapido's color scheme from Generation 2. So, I'd forgotten they used the same similar colors, and also for the BotCon figure as well. So, this is a color scheme we've seen in the past, just not very often. And I think that's just it's just something we're not used to seeing on something that wasn't Switch.
So some quick notes on Victorian that we haven't hit on yet. She has new foot pieces with ankle tilts.
Yes, I kind of
high heels.
Yeah, I kind of wish they weren't high heels, but she does have ankle tilts, so I'm basically okay with that.
And I'm so glad that they're finally doing, you know, separate feet and separate hands. I hope they continue that trend.
They're actually, it looks like there's a good bit of remolding on these toys, actually. I noticed a lot of the individual figures' hands are different.
Yep.
The Alpha Bravo mold finally got new forearms, so there's no rescue missiles on the on the helicopter twins. The new head sculpt for Combiner mode looks great.
Yeah.
Yeah, it really does. So what's this about each figure has Cybertronian tattoos that have a secret message? Do we know anything about that?
I've seen the markings on the toys, but I don't know what the message is yet.
I see them right now.
I don't know what the font is to try to decode it either.
So
I'm sure somebody will know within a day.
Yeah.
Monzo? McFeely?
Yeah. So it's going to come out in probably Q2, Q3 of 2016, and it will not be an exclusive. It'll be available through several retailers.
Brian?
Any retailer that wants to actually try to push a $100 box set.
Yeah.
The Toys R Us.
What, Donald?
Yeah. I'm sorry to interrupt, but apparently we are getting pictures, thanks to the TF Wiki, of Scattershot.
Yep. Oh,
very cool.
It's a retool of Silverbolt.
A very, very minor retool of Silverbolt.
Or not really, because, like, the wings are new pieces, the nose piece has been replaced with the cannon, there's a different robot head. Yeah. It doesn't have...
Put it in combiner mode, it's just orange Silverbolt.
Yeah, like, it doesn't have necessarily the remold it really needs to have.
Yeah.
But it does have a fair degree of remold parts.
Can't really show it from the Twitter. Here comes the photo of the jet mode. It's kind of silly looking. Not that
it's Scattershot.
Not that the G1 figure isn't kind of silly looking.
No, like, I think what they should have done is abandon remolding the wings, put the Cyclonus wings on it, and just kind of accept that's not totally right, and make new chest pieces for the combiner mode.
I would have even taken the Galvatronus chest piece.
I'll be honest. I like the look of robot mode a lot. You okay, Don?
Robot mode looks good.
That was a sneeze, so he's probably fine.
He just ran away, didn't mute, so we're going to hear him. Happy San Diego Comic-Con Day, everybody.
He's done it again.
I wish I could mute people. I need that ability. Okay, but I like it. I don't hate it. I really don't.
So, Robot mode, he's fine. Jet mode, he's different enough. But in combiner torso mode, he's just orange Silverbolt.
Yeah.
Yeah, and, you know, at the moment, the more hateable thing is the fact that so far, no Technobots have been announced, but...
There's still time.
It's a ways off, yeah.
And but they're marketing this with a new combiner name and sticking them with a pre-existing limb set. That's...
Okay, so here's the thing with that. Like, if Scattershot is beginning 2016, and theoretical Technobot limbs are not until, like, third or fourth wave... Yeah, you're going to set that up as something that works by itself, and then, like, later on when the limbs would come out, there will be a Voyager torso, which is technically associated with those, but everybody who understands the combiners will know, okay, these go with that,
yeah.
Even though they're calling it this, and it's supposed to go with this.
Yeah.
And as somebody pointed out on Twitter, the name of the new combiner is Betatron. Computron's the final.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I like that a lot. Okay, let's... Yeah, that's really great.
Just be ready for, you know, when the Technobots show up and it's retooled, minorly retooled Firefly. Maybe they'll have a new head this time. And, you know, another Alpha Bravo and...
No Alpha Bravo. No more. I'm already going to have six of those stupid things.
There will be an Alpha Bravo taking the place of Afterburner.
Oh, hang up on him right now.
Nah, it's fine. I think he may be right for all I know.
He is right.
Yeah. So the next item that we learned about was the box for G2 Superion. Mm-hmm. And yes. I'm just going to show the toy right now because it's lovely.
That's a very Devastator looking box.
Yeah.
I'm a little disappointed it's not, you know, super in style like the Fall of Cybertron Bruticus.
Yes, yes.
But
yes.
But he is gorgeous, Superion, and he includes G2 Power Glide. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that's pretty boss. We didn't get a G2 Power Glide. Actually, G2 Power Glide, oh, they failed. It just hit me. G2 Power Glide should be chromed out. And it's not.
Yes. No, don't encourage them to put chrome on stuff.
But to be as a mini bot.
I know.
Let's encourage them to put chrome on stuff in the right places, as opposed to, you know, just putting toys up against the wall and firing the chrome shotgun at them.
But no, he really should be chromed out. So
he should. I just don't want. I don't want for chrome.
If there's a Takara version, it will be chromed out.
Okay, wait. Can I count on my hand? Victorian was a repaint with remold. Scattershot repaint. Remold.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Superion. Repaint.
But okay, so here's the thing we got to keep in mind with the G2 stuff. Like, that's a box set. So that's not part of the normal line structure like, you know, Betatron and whatever else are going to be. It's part of Combiner Wars, but it's separate product focus. So that it's not. It's not the same counting system.
The thing that
you
may
expect
scare
those things
me,
to be repaints.
The thing that may scare me is the price point that these are going to be at may kill higher price points if they don't sell.
Yeah, there's always a risk of that.
Here's what I'm thinking, though. Like, for this, I would imagine... So, like, the individual cost of the toys would come down to about $85. $5, I think. $95 with the legend. So I'm kind of thinking that it's going to be... Hasbro is going to try to do suggested retail on this below that to actually make this like an incentivized purchase. And, you know, ideally we'll see these at like maybe $75 for the box set where they're carried.
Yeah, because you remember when we got Fall of Cybertron G2 Bruticus. That was very reasonably priced for a box set of five.
Yeah.
But that was an Amazon exclusive, and Amazon can, you know, work their numbers how they need to. Why is Don jaundiced?
It's his lighting.
His camera's adjusting, I think, yeah.
Yeah, I had a camera like that.
They can work their numbers where they can make that pricing work in the long term as part of the bigger picture. As a general retail thing, there's not that luxury because, you know, one store may not want to put it at the same price everybody else is. And while they're not obligated to, they kind of need to be competitive. Unless they're Kmart, in which case it'll be $120 regardless.
Yeah.
But that's a specialty item. Stores don't have to carry this at all.
Yeah. And they probably won't.
Yeah.
Big Bad Toy Store.
Yeah.
TFRadio.net/Amazon.
This is true. Yeah.
Now, yep. I will say one thing. I love the box for G2 Superion, and I like the Victorian art as well. But if it's going to be G2 and they're not doing the retro box, I kind of wish they had done the Cybernet Space Cube around the edges.
Yeah.
We'll get that one day, Don.
Yeah.
We'll get that one day.
But I will say, I can see why they – because basically this is probably just the Japanese box recolored and – well, it's a new artwork, I know, but –
No, the box is like a different shape, isn't it?
I don't think so.
Okay. I thought it was...
I didn't get a good look at it.
So. I thought it was more tall than wide.
Yeah.
And also, since we got interrupted, I just wanted to mention, since we didn't get a chance to talk about it with Victorion, she comes with a really great combined sword that all the individual weapons of the characters, you know, turn into this giant, really cool-looking sword-patterned kind of after the lightning bug weapon from G1. And it's nice to see like the best part of Fall of Cybertron Bruticus make a comeback like that.
Well, and the thing is too, like if you look at the swords the helicopters come with, they're very distinctly made to look like bug wings in the detailing. I'm really thinking there's probably an alternate way to put these pieces together and get some kind of bug-like shape out of them.
That'd be great.
Yeah.
So I just posted photos of Minasaur, Superion, and Victorion to our Facebook page at facebook.com/TFRadio. And if you want a chance to look at those. Man, Superion is really nice looking.
Yeah. I'm just wondering for Victorian. I'm wondering since they're using two. I know why they're using two Alpha Bravos for cost concerns, but I'm wondering as far as in fiction goes, if these characters are sisters, that's why they're sharing the same mold.
Yes, they're twins, Don.
Yeah, they are.
They are?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so actually, so if you guys don't mind, people watching don't mind just fumbling along with me, I'll show off photos that we have of everything. Take me a second. I wasn't planning on doing this, but... you got to do what you got to do. It's the live TV. Okay, so here are photos of the Stunicon. So this is Blackjack, I guess. Yeah, it's Blackjack in G2 form. He's pretty nice looking. Actually, we'll talk about that. We'll talk about that. Let's go to Victoria.
Yeah, because we haven't brought up the fact that there's a G2 Menasor yet.
Spoilers, it's a G2 Menasor. Okay, let me go back to Victorian real quick.
Also, I want to point out the official photos of Power Glide make him look a lot more silvery than what was shown here, so that I don't know if it'll be chrome, but it's possible they'll be going for a shiny G2 type finish for him, which if they wanted to go with just a really nice silver, I'd be all in favor of that.
Maybe. I have my doubts.
Hmm. Well, we'll see.
Yep.
Okay. So, Victorian. So, this one is... Oh, crap. Lost it. Actually, I gotta work around for this.
So, this is like an edit point or something, right?
Nah, it'll be fine.
Yeah. Now, the one thing on Minasaur, I don't know, we'll get to him in just a minute. Do y'all think maybe that's a little too much purple up top, or...
No.
Okay. Problem solved.
There you go.
I love that. Nope.
Well, because it's there actually is a G2 Menasor out there, and they were doing the coloring based on that.
No, so. Really?
Looks fine to me.
I did.
Don wasn't around for that.
Yeah, jeez, I wasn't there to get the only mass-produced figure from the set. I didn't know that.
I love Don so much. Don, that was great. Okay, so...
Well, I was explaining for the people listening.
That's true.
Kilby, can you take that and make that the intro to the episode?
I have to. Okay. So, so looking at right now at Victorian, this is Jumpstream. And I only know the names because they are part of the metadata on the file. So, this is her in vehicle mode. And I'm just going to shuffle through robot mode. So definitely has a new head. And gosh, she is a retool. That's actually more substantial than I thought in robot mode.
A lot of them got new forearms with different hands. Everybody got a head sculpt. A couple of them even got chest plates remolded.
Yeah. Here is Pyra Magna. And I want to like that name, but... I don't know.
I do like that name. I think that's the only one I like.
I love the vehicle mode. It looks great in those colors. And here she is in robot mode. Looks very nice. Rust Dust. That's the name. That's Rust Dust.
Really?
That's Groove. Yeah.
I know. I'm just saying, really?
It's not a great name.
Well, they named a car Jumpstream.
Yeah, Skyburst. We have Skyburst.
At least the car was Skyburst.
Yeah.
You know, the name I was reminded that exists recently that we haven't seen and is just terrible that we haven't is Blight, which was one of the Energon combiner figures.
Sharpshot?
We need that again.
Yeah, I like that. Stormclash. Yeah, okay. And Victorian. Love that sword.
Yeah, that sword is amazing.
Sword's pretty awesome.
Combining weapons like that is something Combiner Wars is needed from the outset.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, G2 Superion. It's
glorious.
It's a lovely toy. If you're watching the video, if you're not, we'll just talk about it, but I'm showing Silver Bolt right now.
Needs more Alpha Bravo.
It does. I do want a G2 Alpha Bravo, and if we could get one carded later on, like a store exclusive, I would be all about that.
Yeah, that would be great. I'm happy that it comes with the slingshot. I am, but an extra an extra limb and gaudy colors would have been great.
So now that I'm looking at the
photo, you know what's going to happen? In 2017, the Transformers Club, the membership and the first store exclusive is going to be G2 Alpha Bravo and G2 Off-Road.
Yeah. That would be cool. I would buy it.
And whatever mold of Defensor we don't get.
Yeah. So right now I'm looking at Power Glide, and that G2 Autobot symbol is huge on his chest.
Mm-hmm. Good.
Yes.
It's like super big. It's Skydive. I love the checkerboard deco on the wings, just like the G2 toy. Firefly. Yep.
I wish they'd gone with my idea for the set, which was to come with a G2 Alpha Bravo and a little pouch of gold glitter for Slingshot.
Yeah. So Slingshot is beautiful in gold, just like, of course, the original toy. But I'm not afraid of this breaking.
Yeah, because this will probably be that caramel plastic like they're putting on the gold armor Rid Grimlock.
Ah, yeah.
Well, to be safe.
Yeah.
But I love the I do love the fact that the decos on the jets are just so authentic to the original toy.
And in that way, I'm reminded that Fireflight sure doesn't look like he's part of that group.
But yes, in terms of the accuracy, they were saying that the design team actually went out and bought an original G2 Superion so that they could color match.
Yeah, they did a great job. I'm very pleased.
I wonder if they bought that $27,000 Minasaur off eBay last year.
That
so
would
they
be
could,
awesome.
They probably just looked at the photos.
Well, this back up on eBay being resold now, so you know if they got their color samples.
Yeah, they got their color samples. Get rid of it again.
Yeah.
It's entirely possible. yeah, so that's that makes me happy. Let's see, and here is Superion in Superion combined. Pretty.
And I have to say, I hope at some point when there's a commercial for G2 Superion,
yes,
they rap.
Yes.
Just
even if it's not a broadcast commercial, they need to do a video and put it on the YouTube channel.
Yeah.
Yes.
Don,
that is exactly
something on the designer's desk. Something.
Yeah.
For HasbroPulse.com.
Yeah.
That'd be great. Okay, so so very pleased with the G2 aerial bots. What else came up that's worth talking about?
The G2 Minasaur?
Okay, let's talk about G2 Minasaur. So this is the first time you've ever been able to buy this, like ever really, period, except for eBay.
Well, it's not going to cost you $27,000.
It's going to be like $100.
Well, actually, Brian, it's your first chance to buy 4/5 of it.
True.
Well, actually,
five sixths.
Oh, okay, that's true. Because you know, had I been there to get the only figure that was mass produced on card, you know, I would be able to have bought that because they were available.
Oh, Diecast's like, I am not paying attention to this. I am not paying attention.
It's for the fans.
He's right. He is right. That's exactly. Diecast is right, but it's just beautiful. It's beautiful. I love this. Oh, man. This has been fun. G2 Minasaur. That is definitely Minasaur.
Yep.
And he's definitely G2. God, he is beautiful.
And for those younger fans who have no concept of Generation 2, for those of us that was there,
buy the toys.
It's awesome, but I'm saying you can still, if you don't understand why they're doing these colors, these are figures you can't get now without them breaking.
If you don't understand why they're doing this color, then you're us in 1993.
Yes.
Yeah.
So give yourself 22 years and you'll get it.
But yeah, it's awesome. It's full of awesome and weird.
God, I love
this. I'm just happy this is going to be a general retail product, too.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Oh, my God. Okay, so what about... So, let me actually go through these. I'll show them off.
Wait, so Menasaur's not going to be a box set?
Venator is a box set, but it's just like Victorion and Superion, where any retailer that wants to carry it will be able to.
Toys R Us.
Yeah, so if you want Metasaur, probably you will want to get those first couple of box sets.
Metasaur is probably locked in anyway.
Yeah.
Moreover, if you want, like, Defensor.
And Bruticus?
Buy these.
Yeah.
Everybody wants Bruticus, so buy these.
I think early in the breakfast event, they were saying too, like, yeah, these are available to general retail, but they're expecting it will be basically an online thing.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And seeing those G2 symbols just makes me so happy.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, it's great. Yeah. It's great.
Isn't it wonderful? God, this is great. This makes me so happy. G2 Minasaur, that's also big news that came up today. I guess possibly the biggest news, maybe, isn't even this. It's a Combiner Wars animated series on Machinima, if you have Machinima.
What is Machinima?
So you have two ways of watching Machinima. There's, I think, Machinima still have a YouTube channel. That's, how I believe, how you used to view it. But also there is a actual Machinima channel as well, if I'm not mistaken, that you can get, like, on Sling TV, which just might be the YouTube content. I don't know. But this will be an online exclusive animated series, which hopefully is nothing like G.I. Joe Resolute, which is the worst thing ever. Actually, it kind of sounds like G.I. Joe Resolute now that I think about
it. Yeah, because they went out of their way to say it's marketed towards teens and adults.
Oh, God, this now worries me.
But whether it's, like, Resolute or not just really depends who's writing it.
Please not Warren Ellis. Keep Warren Ellis as far away from this as you possibly can. Warren Ellis needs – don't even tell him about it. Don't even like, put it in his ear.
Look
I like his comics.
Me too.
Get Eisenberg on this. It'll be fine.
So is this going to be, like, Mortal Kombat Legacy?
No, hopefully better. No, I mean,
John should remember that.
I remember that.
I remember it.
I didn't watch it,
but, you know, it's not. So, actually, while we're talking about animated series, I just want to point this out. And Rob saw this tweet from me. So I watched the first episode of Dragon Ball Super. And that whole thing, I've always said, you can't go back and recreate G1 without going back to 1987 and doing it. Maybe I'm wrong.
I do believe you are totally wrong.
So, Super is totally feels like Dragon Ball Z, at least with the first episode. So, maybe they could. They're not going to, but maybe they could. So we'll see. Okay. But yeah, so this is going to be an animated series on Machinima. Don't know if it's going to be CG, I don't think, or I doubt it's going to be hand-drawn. It could be Flash, I guess. I don't care. I just want to watch it.
Flash. I'd be surprised if it's anything.
I want some animated Transformers that I give a crap about again.
Oh, that's harsh.
Well, you know,
you've met me.
Maybe
so.
Yeah.
Maybe.
But yeah, so this is a really, 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 really interesting news. So I can't wait to actually see what happens. And even if it's terrible, I don't have to acknowledge it. So
yeah.
Resolute never happened. Okay, let's see here. What else came up looking at the show notes?
But I agree, incidentally, I really liked Dragon Ball Super, and it was sad because I was sitting here, you know, looking at some of the news this morning and seeing and thinking, I can't wait to see Vegeta take his family on vacation.
I know! Chris Triplett and I were talking about that during lunch today. And yeah, absolutely cannot wait. Okay.
It's pretty fantastic. Somebody I follow on Twitter had the great idea too. There needs to be an episode where Vegeta goes to work at a, like, department store or something to learn to control his anger.
Call center.
Just, you know, and
call center.
Okay. Going to work in retail to learning to control your anger does not work.
No, I know. And, like, this is not a therapeutic thing. It's more of, like, a training thing. Like, he's teaching himself to endure all the things that generate anger and not react to it, but then Yamcha would come in and it just, you know, it'd spiral out of control from there.
Yeah, that'd be great.
I know one thing that we didn't get at San Diego Comic-Con.
What?
Way to cycle it back around the topic, I
Thank
guess.
You.
Good job.
We did not. No Titan Wars.
So when do we think we're going to see Titan Wars, if at all?
New York Comic Con.
New York Comic Con or Toy Fair.
Or Toy Fair. Actually, probably
New York Comic Con is the next chance, and I'm not sure if it will even be then at this point.
We may get some news about it. We probably won't see anything, any product until New York.
Yeah, okay, that's true.
Sad trombone.
Like the way I'm thinking right now is that if Titan Wars is largely the 2017 product line, that they just have it in the art stage right now, you know, that's going to be something that'll start to come out at the end of 2016, which means
SDCC or New York.
We can hear about it at New York Comic Con. We probably won't see anything until New York Toy Fair.
Yeah, maybe.
Like we might see like a logo for it at New York Comic Con, and then toy stuff would be Toy Fair.
Yeah.
Yeah,
maybe see a tease. Okay,
which means it actually might have been a mistake for that stuff to be in the BotCon.
John is right.
Yep.
Listen, yeah, John. Yeah. Okay.
Go
so
back to mute.
Yep. So Transformers Devastation. We got a new trailer with more gameplay footage. We got to see more characters show up: Sideswipe, Wheeljack, Starscream, Soundwave, which we saw Soundwave before.
And Blitzwing. Blitzwing was in there.
Blitzwing was in there. So we saw. Didn't we see Grimlock too?
Not in this trailer specifically.
Yeah, I still don't think we've seen anything out of Grimlock.
Okay.
They did show some footage. Allspark just tweeted something about it, so it's possible the footage has gotten out, but I'm not sure.
So the more I see this, the less I am excited about it.
Exactly the opposite for me. I am getting super pumped for this
game. I was super pumped when I heard about it, and the realization of it's not what I wanted. So,
well, it may not.
This looks like a cracked out Transformers anime that I can play.
This looks like this looks like a 3D version of some sort of lame flash based beat 'em up.
Well, they did announce at the con that the director is the same director as Metal Gear Rising, which
doesn't give me hope.
I still have yet to play it, but I've watched footage of it. It's really impressive to look at, and it seems to be fun to play from the people I've watched play it. So, you know, if it's fun to play, that's all I need. So.
I have seen gameplay footage where, as Optimus Prime, he jumps up in the air, transforms into a truck, and falls on his enemy.
Well, that would be pretty
sounds so much like something like yes. Smash Brothers or something like that, which I hate.
I always wanted to get that Smash Brothers clone with Simon Belmont and Optimus Prime for the PS1. Yeah. I was just thinking about that the other day.
Yeah. I'll get it. Don't get me wrong. I'll buy the game, but I'm just, like, less and less excited about it. I know. I'm in the minority, I think. But
yeah, there's something wrong with you. You should have your head examined.
Oh, and Frank Welker's due on Megatron is terrible at this point. Did anybody else hear it? It just did not sound right. Age is a terrible thing.
Yeah, basically. And that Megatron voice are a terrible thing.
Yeah, that's true. And Cullen's G1 Optimus is not good by this point either.
He was great at it in War for Cybertron, but he's been, you know, and to a certain extent in Fall of Cybertron, but he is, you know, I think just like Welker, they are still kind of playing the Prime versions of the character, which are not quite the same.
There are people that have there are nerds that have practiced the Optimus Prime and Megatron voices for their like entire adult nerd lives that are way better at doing them now than the people that actually did them.
Yeah, but they're younger, so
yeah, kind of tough. I know, but just saying, and they're cheaper too.
I know, but there's not like the prestige that goes along with saying, "Hey, it's got the original voice."
Yeah, exactly. Could you imagine the backlash that they would have heard if they hadn't got Welker and Cullen for these voices?
Right, and also the fact
even
that
the voice of Optimus Prime.
I'd like to have Neil Kaplan and David Kay.
Yeah, well, I'd
like to have David Kay.
Yeah, David Kay could just do both.
He could.
I would like.
Oh, no. You get David Kay to do the Optimus voice, and you get Gary Chalk to do the Megatron voice.
There you go.
Yes.
I'd rather have Corey Burton do the Megatron voice, but hey.
Oh, yes, that's a much better idea.
Actually, yeah.
Or McFeely, because he can do the same one.
McFeely would do it for free.
He would.
But, you know, I wouldn't mind hearing Neil Kaplan again do Optimus Prime.
I like Neil's Optimus.
Yeah, I do, too. Hearing it again.
There's an earnestness to it that, you know, I really appreciate. Let's see here. Is that it for SDCC? I mean, other than there's a poster that was given out that's really...
Okay, so let's talk about what we didn't see at SDCC, which is new Robots in Disguise stuff.
Except for some Legion-class figures.
Oh boy, Legion-class figures.
I like Legion-class figures.
Well, look at those Legion-class figures.
There you go, that's true.
No, it's just I'm sorry.
Go ahead, Rob. You probably are going to make a better point anyway.
Well, I just wanted to say that, you know, of what they showed, I'm pretty sure that Windblade is mistransformed. Those arms look off. But there is at least going to be a Legion-class Windblade, which is nice. But everything else, what did we get? A couple of recolors, a Thunderhoof.
Yeah.
That's about it. Oh, yes, and an Ultra Magnus, which splits the difference and is both a white and blue Optimus primary color.
No, it's just like, yeah, there's some Legion-class toys, but if you're at your major media event for the year that's not Toy Fair, and all you have to show new for what's arguably your main product line is a few of the cheapest toys, raises suspicion, doesn't it?
Well, given the amount of, you know, given the Combiner Wars box sets and the fact that there's going to be an animated series, I think it's arguable as to what the main line is at this point.
Yeah, go ahead.
And as much as I like Combiner Wars, I think having the brand primarily aimed at us would not be healthy for it at all.
Yeah, you're absolutely right.
Like, that's kind of what I was going to say. Like, if they're starting to think Generations is and should be the main focus line, they're making a mistake, and I'm really not okay with this direction.
Yeah.
Because, like, there's a lot of lines now. And part of it is, too, like, the changing face of the toy industry, where it's needing to skew a little older. But the thing is, if you're not bringing in new audience all the time, all you're doing is whittling down your audience.
Yeah.
Just a little bit at a time, and eventually it's not going to be sustainable. That's my overarching worry, if they're not going to really focus mainly on a kid focus line.
Yeah, I would really prefer not to see our action figures enter the Superhero Comics death spiral.
Oh God, you're right.
Right.
Yeah. And you know, and they've said that in the one of the panels, there'll be more Prime characters coming back in season 2 of Robots in Disguise, but they don't know if there's going to be a season 2 of Robots in Disguise.
Yeah, that was confusing.
Perhaps they should have picked a better time slot for it.
You know, Matter.
Well, they didn't pick.
That was.
And I'm not even going to mention what bothers me the most about the panel, other than I'll be making my thoughts known later on in my new blog later.
Yeah, Don has a blog.
Why don't you promote yourself, Don? What's that blog called?
I'm not ready to promote it yet because it needs some tweaking.
It's at goatsy.com. Okay, so what else didn't we see? Anything else?
I was hoping to see from Hasbro Visionaries and Masks.
Don, not the time. Don, keep it on the blog.
Okay. Did we see any Rescue Bots stuff?
Nope.
No, they didn't show that either. So they're holding new Robots in Disguise and Rescue Bots for New York Comic Con.
Yeah, who knows?
Well, Rescue Bots just ended a few weeks ago, so it's liable the next season isn't even going to be until Toy Fair. So they're going to try to line all that up together.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, if they're expecting the next product line to run concurrent with the next season, then New York would probably be more timely to promote it.
Yeah. So, real quick. I do want to show the poster that was given out because it's cool looking. It's cool. KEWL. That was given out today.
Don't ever do that again, Brian. Right.
So, why don't you run us real quick through the news that's not specifically SDCC?
So, I guess it was announced, though, at SDCC today, but Masterpiece Blue Streak is available at Toys R Us.
It actually has been for a few days in some locations.
Yeah. Combiner Wars Devastator is now available and in stock, at least last time I checked, at Big Bad Toy Store. So if you want that. Oh, one thing that a rumor popped up this week. I guess it's not really a rumor so much because it looks like it's a branded photo. But
I could make a branded photo.
True. But MP28 to be Hound.
I should make a branded photo.
You should. Somebody already did Galvatron.
Wasn't there a couple,
Silhouettes.
Silhouettes, and one of them was Wally.
Blur?
No, we had Hound, Galvatron, Scorponok, and Wally.
Wally would be Blur.
I'm not sure. No, Wally, like the Disney character.
Oh,
Wally.
Oh, okay, sorry.
Wally.
I mean,
yeah, actually, Diecast is Blur, so.
That's
yeah.
true.
Maybe that's we should just start calling Diecast Wally.
Oh, yeah.
And,
Don can be Billy.
Hey, guys, just please, I don't want anything to do with that crappy, hard
Don is Sparkle.
Dub. Anyway, BBTS does
I second that, Matt.
BBTS does have Devastator still in stock. It's showing as of right now.
Nice. Okay, awesome.
You should probably get it at
tfrd.net/Amazon.
So yeah, Masterpiece Hound, that sure could be a thing that will exist probably at some point, whether this is actually it or not.
You know
yeah,
what,
whether it's MB28 or not.
You know what is a thing? You know what is a thing? Two-thirds of what the Toy Detective talked about last week.
Yes. Yes, I managed to guess right Black Shadow and the Rumble and Frenzy set.
And I managed to guess right the Grimlock, too, although that wasn't part of the segment.
So what was Grimlock?
Okay, Grimlock.
Go ahead. Your
Battle
segment.
Thank you. Battle Grimlock was, you know, by the price, it could not have been any existing Grimlock, so I was figuring it was something new. After I showed the segment to XV, he suggested that maybe it was a remold of Fall of Cybertron Grimlock, and guess what?
It is?
Yep.
What does it turn into?
Red Grimlock.
Yeah.
This green thing in photo?
That's it.
That's a remold of Fall of Cybertron?
Yeah, look at the weapons.
It is.
And look at the hips.
Is it a better remold at the
least? Look at the forearms.
I think it looks pretty nice myself.
It's a cosmetic remold, so, you know, if you're not a fan of the engineering of that, it's not going to be any better.
Oh, okay, yeah. Never mind.
And I've never been particularly averse to the engineering on that, so.
Well, it is. Wow.
Yeah.
That's nice, actually.
Yeah, so a lot of really interesting stuff coming out here.
Well, holy crap. And that is that available for pre-order now?
I think so.
Okay, I'm going to do that real quick.
Yeah, Big Bad Toy Store apparently has it.
BigBadToyStore.com.
Big Bad Toy Store.
Oh, we should get that. It's just a gallery of toys. Look, we've got really cool stuff here. You can't buy any of it, but you want to just look.
I don't know. For Big Bad Toy Store, I would want that photo from yesterday that looked like Prowl was threatening that guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man, I want that. Yeah, I like that. I don't even like that Grimlock, but I love red Grimlock, so.
And you want one that's sized appropriately.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
Very nice. Okay,
and
sweet.
So it's a car, obviously.
Yeah. Let's see here. What else do we have going on news-wise? The G2 Stunicons went back to eBay, but we mentioned that.
Yes.
And Rodimus and Skywarp from Combiner Wars are available.
At Toys R Us stores.
Yeah.
The Legends Wave, Rodimus and Skywarp.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because we're getting a leader Skywarp too, don't confuse people.
If you have any interest in Optimus Maximus, you will probably want that Rodimus because that thing will need some color. Yeah. Be the co-torso and bring any kind of color to that.
Also, that Blackjack mold is super great, and you need every version of it that Ed's ever made.
Yeah. And we'll have at least four.
Yeah.
So now that we're an hour into the show, I do want to point out that you can help us out by going to tfradio.net/Amazon and doing all of your Amazon purchases through our website, or you can just go to tfradio.net and click on one of the bajillion Amazon links I have placed on our site. Mm-hmm. So it would really help us out. Everything that you purchase
Good.
Will be the same normal price, and a little bit goes back to us. What?
Good. Let's run through the rest of the show quick, because I got work to go do.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Let's see here. Bad Cube. I don't care. Let's skip that.
No.
Oh, yeah.
Bad Cube's making a Sunstreaker.
Another...
But it looks good.
Masterpiece Sunstreaker.
So let's just talk more about tfradio.net/Amazon. So you can't get this there, but you can get like laundry detergent, diapers, G2. You can get Devastator there. You could get the Transformers Devastation. There's so much awesome stuff tfradio.net/Amazon. It's okay. It's not. It doesn't quite do it for me. So Toy World.
It's better than the prototype of that Masterpiece Punch, Counter Punch, anyway.
Yeah,
that thing looks hideous.
So we have, what is this? This is the next Toy World third-party Dinobot. This is
more Dinobots.
Is this part of the Combiner one?
Yes.
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah,
Toy Worlds is a combiner. Yes,
yeah, that's not the one I would. That. That's not the one I would buy, so I wouldn't get that.
Yeah. I'm waiting for the rest of my fans' project ones. Still haven't heard anything.
We have too many Dinobots when it's this hard to keep track of who does what.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
This looks pretty nice, though.
And that's it for the news. So on the network this week, the stuff we have, the newest RSC minicast features John and me, and we talk about toy hunts. And how much we love to go out toy hunting, or did in our youth.
We did.
It was a good listen.
Sure. It was fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a good show.
There goes my money returns. People love that show, so it was really great to see that back.
I can't wait to see the next couple of There Goes My Money.
Oh, my God.
For the next, 6 months between now and Christmas.
Yeah.
It'll be 2-hour-long podcasts.
So the one on that I'm looking most forward to listening to is Superhero Time presents that one episode of Star Trek because it's the Doomsday Machine.
My favorite episode of classic Trek.
It's a great episode.
I can't say it's my one favorite, but it is definitely one of my favorite episodes.
It's possibly the creepiest episode, maybe. To me, as a kid, that Doomsday Machine scared the crap out of me. Because it's like a flatworm floating in space toward you, and you just...
It a little bit differently.
it's nothing compared to the power of Daleks, but it's close.
As a kid, I don't remember ever seeing Daleks on Doctor Who. I guess I didn't watch enough. Being awesome with Rob Springer, this episode is... Rob writes these descriptions. The darkness creeps and lurks as the subject of imaginary situations of Titans causing pain and murder. What in the world is going on here? I actually haven't listened to that yet, so I have no idea what it's about. Okay. So what
is the description accurate?
Yeah.
I can't wait. That's awesome. Hey, Rob, what's going on at T-Formers right now?
Well, of course, mostly SDCC, but... As we mentioned at the top of the show, I have reviewed the Creon Class of 85 set, and I've started on Combiner Hunters. Windblade is up now, and Chromia and RC will be forthcoming. I also finally got my review of Combiner Wars Defensor up earlier in the week.
Oh, cool. Hey. I finally put mine together, and I like it.
Yeah, I like it quite a bit, and somebody sent me a fix for that droopy hip on mine, so I'm going to probably be taking a file to that later on.
Awesome.
And XV, of course, is reviewing SDCC Devastator figure by figure, Scrapper, and Bone Crusher up now.
So I have to say XV sold out and did an unboxing video, but I liked it. I wish you had put a time and date stamp on the alternate camera so that it looked like it's, somebody just spying on you.
If I knew it was going to come out looking like that, I would have... I thought it was going to make footage like the other camera, but it reset itself.
No, it's fine. So it didn't bother me at all, but I would have liked that had you been intentionally just spying on yourself, shooting the video. That would have been great.
Yeah, if I had realized at the time what that was going to look like at full resolution, I probably would have done something different.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
but
I know that one.
But I actually enjoyed it. I don't normally watch unboxing videos, but I watched that one, and it was fun because it was XV. Okay, so, that was a lot of stuff. We squeezed it into 1 hour and 4 minutes.
Nice.
Yes. Yes, yes.
Just imagine if there had been, more than 2 actually good things to talk about.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good point. Good point. I'm certain we'll probably have more to talk about with this stuff. I'm certain we'll probably get at least maybe a mini cast out of this, possibly.
Well, no, I mean, just on the upcoming mini cast thing, me and John already agreed when he gets a Devastator that hasn't already been opened,
there'll be one
on that.
Yeah. Very cool. Okay, so that's it for the guys. I'm Brian Hilby. We will see you later.
Take care, everybody.
More repaints to come.
This has been Radio Free Cybertron. Visit us at tfradio.net for show notes and to subscribe to the podcast. Follow us on Twitter at TF Radio for news and updates. Watch our live stream at tfradio.net/live.
Join our Facebook fan page at facebook.com/TF Radio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel, TF Radio Network. Have a question or comment? Leave it on our Facebook fan page or mail it to contact@tfradio.net. This podcast is released under a Creative Commons license. Any part of this podcast can and should be redistributed, but please, proper attribution is required if you know what's good for you. Jeez, when are these guys ever going to move out of their parents' basements?